Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you, well, from the virtual Business Radio X studio. We're not in Renaissance Bank where we normally would be, but in this time of social distancing, we are virtual, but we are looking forward to being back hopefully sometime soon. We'll see where that goes. Renaissance Bank is open in the branches for appointment only. You can go in by appointment and check them out there. You got to call ahead, and they're happy to help you, but you do need an appointment. You can go through the drive-through at any time and do a lot of business there. You can actually, folks, you can even open an account there. So check them out. Call ahead or go through the drive-through, renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Chris Mitchell. And Chris is with Transworld Business Advisors of Atlanta Northwest. Chris, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, John. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, tell us a little bit about you and tell us about Transworld Business Advisors. How do you serve folks?
Sure. Transworld Business Advisors is the world's largest business brokerage. We have offices around the world, about 200 offices and about 600 agents working worldwide. I'm the owner of the office that covers Smyrna, Marietta, Roswell, and Kennesaw. So Transworld is a franchise, and I'm the franchisee covering that area.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is, it surprises me how many people don't really know what a business broker is when you mention that to them. So one of the best ways that I can come up with to explain it is it's very much like a real estate agent. Instead of selling houses, we sell businesses. And we also sell commercial real estate. So typically a business owner will come to us when they are thinking about selling their business. And as you can imagine, selling a business is something that usually involves a high level of confidentiality. Typically, business owners don't want their employees or their customers or their suppliers or their competitors to know that they are considering selling. And that stands in marked contrast to, say, selling a house or selling a commercial piece of real estate, because everything is advertised in a confidential way. Mm. So we don't put a sign out in front like you would with a piece of real estate. So that's our primary focus, is helping people sell their business for the best possible value. And then, of course, we work with buyers who want to buy a business. We also do franchise development, which is when you have a successful localized business, and you want to expand that into a regional, national, or even global brand. So if we have someone has a successful local business, and they've been thinking about, well, how do I grow this? Maybe they have two restaurants that are very successful. They're thinking, how do I grow it? And then they realize, my gosh, I'm going to have to hire so many people. I'm going to have to get so much capital. I'm going to go out and negotiate leases and find spaces. And it's just more than I can think about. Well, for those kinds of businesses, franchising is a brilliant business model. It allows them to expand that footprint rapidly, either, again, as I said, either regionally or nationally. They can do it for fairly low expense and with fairly little manpower. It's very high leverage.
Hmm.
And in the end, they end up having, instead of having employees, they have a lot of other entrepreneurs out there in the world who are working on their behalf and sending them royalties each month. So we do the franchise consulting. And then the last thing we do is value builder, value enhancement for businesses. So that's just where we take a business owner who is considering selling their business in the next 1 to 3 years. And we show them how to dramatically increase the value of that business, basically get it set up for a successful exit. And the program we have is statistically shown to increase the value of businesses by up to 71%. So obviously, if you had a business worth $1 million going in, it could be worth $1.7 million coming out. So that's basically the three large areas we do: business sales, franchise development, and value building.
Okay, you got my attention with that 71%. I want to come back around to that. But I, you,
okay, sure.
Yeah, because that, I'm sure that got a lot of folks' attention, because that's pretty dramatic. But before we get too deeply into the particulars of your business, I'm just curious about why Transworld, why the business brokerage industry in terms of you buying a franchise yourself. Why this, what's your passion for this particular industry and this particular franchise or?
Sure. Well, John, I've been an entrepreneur really my entire life, ever since childhood, starting out with having a newspaper route when I was, 11 years old, and continuing all the way through my life. It's just a thread that has always been there with me. So I've always enjoyed starting businesses and sort of bootstrapping them, getting out there and just figuring it out. They were always service-based businesses, so they didn't require any capital on my part. I could just start telling people, hey, I do this or that. There's things like lawn care businesses, video repair shops, marketing company, several online businesses. I mean, just through the years, always just went out and sort of started from scratch and did the best I could. A lot of the time, just being a solopreneur. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I started kind of getting the itch to start a new business. And when I thought about going through all the steps that are required to start a business from scratch, all the difficulty of coming up with a logo, creating a website, figuring out the branding, the sales pitch, unique selling proposition, finding a market, going out and doing the sales. I just didn't have the appetite to go through that difficult process again. And so I started considering a franchise. Now, for anyone who's considering a franchise or has purchased a franchise before, you may know that part of the beauty of a franchise is that it's what we call a business in a box. So you don't have to know very much about the industry that you want to purchase that franchise in, because the franchisor will train you from A to Z how to operate that business. And so when I was thinking about starting something new, that began to seem appealing. What if I could take something? What if I could buy something that was outside of my skill set, more complex, more challenging, and potentially more lucrative than what I could build from scratch, so that I could reach a financial goal more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking around at different franchises, and there's hundreds of them out there. And I actually, the way that I purchased the Transworld franchise was that I actually went for a discovery day down in Florida at the office of the franchisor that owned a franchise I was interested in. And while on that visit, I came across Transworld, and it clicked for me instantly. It just really appealed to me, because having had so many years of trying to start businesses from scratch, I just had it in my blood. I love small business.
Mm-hmm.
And this was suddenly a way that I could work with business owners who I very much understand their struggles, and I very much understand what it means to put your blood, sweat, and tears into building a company for many years.
Right.
And then suddenly reaching the point you wanted to sell. So when I looked at Transworld, I realized, hey, this is a way that I can work with business owners and help them get maximum return for what they've worked so hard to build. So it really clicked for me. Transworld, I went to do a discovery day for that company. And I was a little bit suspicious about culture. You're really wondering, hey, am I going to click with this group of people? Is this a good franchisor?
Sure.
And when I visited with them and met the president and CEO, I was just blown away. It's a phenomenal company, extremely well run. It's got a wonderful culture. And so it really felt like home for me. So I started out with them, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Now, I want to get to what you've got to say to business owners that are selling, thinking about selling, and certainly in this current environment, now are really wondering about those things. But But let's talk to buyers of businesses. I mean, you know, you could have bought an existing business. You could have, but you went ahead and bought a franchise. I mean, you could, you know, talk about briefly, if you would, talk about kind of what the advice you give to folks that are looking to buy a business.
Certainly. Well, both methods of getting into business ownership, I would say, whether you're buying an existing business or a new franchise, are far less risky than starting one from scratch. If you purchase an existing business, obviously, you can see the financial track record of that business as part of your purchase and due diligence process. And you can get a sense of how healthy that business is. And you have the benefit that you can step in from day one. And if you buy a profitable business, you can be making a paycheck immediately. Mm. So for a lot of people, that's very appealing. Mm-hmm. They can find a business that that suits their talents, their career experience, and they really understand that can be just a wonderful way to go from being an employee to being a business owner. And that's the main thing we focus on a day-in, day-out basis. On the flip side, looking at a franchise, you have many more options and a lot more flexibility. So, and probably and potentially a lower cost, not always, but potentially a lower cost to get started. So if you are going out to buy an existing business, well, you have to get them where they are. And right. That may be close to your home. That may not be. So there may be some other considerations, you know, about relocating either yourself or relocating the business.
Right.
A franchise, a new franchise location, you often have the freedom to pick the area you want to open that business. And we do a territory check if you ask us about. We want us to help you find a franchise. We do a territory check to be sure it's available in your area. So that gives you the ability to not only choose the business that you want to be in, but also choose where you put it. And then, as I said before, the startup cost can be lower. There are a lot of franchise concepts that can be bought into for under $100,000. There's even a bunch that are in the $50,000 to $70,000 range.
Mm.
So you can get started as a business owner pretty inexpensively with a franchise, and you have the security of knowing that you've got a proven business model and a company that's going to back you up and train you and mentor you and give you ongoing, typically they give you ongoing support year after year, and they are continually looking to improve the business model, find new ways for you to make money, because when you make money, they make money. And so it's a wonderful way to be in business because you're autonomous, you're on your own, but you've also got the backing of a huge company. So every buyer has to weigh out, you know, would they rather have that sort of scenario, which does have its costs, you know, you pay royalties on what you sell,
mm-hmm.
Or would you rather be out there on your own as an independent business owner and you figure it out as you go, you deal with the challenges, you figure out new ways to make money, et cetera, but you're kind of on your own. So different kinds of personalities, different appeal on both sides.
Folks, we're chatting with Chris Mitchell, and Chris is with Transworld Business Advisors here in Atlanta. Now, Chris, let's talk about folks that currently own a business that are thinking about selling. They've had this on their agenda here, you know, kind of looking at this year, next year, what have you. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is the pandemic and how that has affected the landscape for buying and selling businesses.
Sure. Well, this is pretty interesting. This is one of those things that so far anyway, is not going the way that you might expect. You know, we do regular reach out every single day. We're reaching out to business owners, prospecting basically to see if they have reached a point where they want to sell their business. This is what we do, whether the pandemic was going on or not. This has nothing to do with the fact there's a pandemic underway. We just reach out regularly as part of our marketing. But the interesting thing is during the pandemic, you would have expected there'd be a lot more business owners saying, I'm out, you know, throwing their hands up and saying, yes, sell it for me. I got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really seeing that. What we're seeing a much greater amount of is people coming back saying, well, no, I'm not interested in selling, but I would be interested in acquiring other businesses. So the market's not going exactly like we might have thought, but the good news there for people who do want to sell is that it is still a seller's market. There is not a glut of businesses out there or people rushing in to sell their business. So if you do want to try to sell it now, I would say prices are holding up well because there's the supply has basically stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting about it is that, you know, when we value businesses, we look at the track record of the financials and we do what we call recasting. We're basically trying to get at the real truth of what the business is actually making. And as part of that process, we will add back expenses that are one-time non-recurring expenses, or we will take out revenues or income that are not related to business operations, because those are not recurring events that are going to happen for a new owner, most probably. We all hope that another pandemic like this is not going to happen anytime soon. But when we're going through and valuing a business, we adjust the financials to take out the unusual events. Well, a great many businesses will have a sort of a V-shape in their revenues. So as everything has gotten shut down, many companies' revenues went off a cliff. Maybe they went into a deep hole. But we think that once the economy begins to open back up for a great many of those businesses, it's going to come right back up, maybe even go higher than it was before. And so when we value the business, we're going to basically take out that V. We're going to normalize that as if that had never happened. And interestingly, there are some businesses that have a spike. You know, things went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because of demand. But once the economy normalizes, that's going to come back down to a normal level. So for those people, some of them might think, oh man, the company's getting way more valuable because we're selling so much more. Well, if it falls back to earth, your sales level falls back to earth, then we're basically going to take that unusual event out and smooth everything out. So everything's going to get smoothed out, really like this coronavirus pandemic never even happened.
Mm-hmm.
So some very interesting dynamics there around business valuations and supply and demand economics. But the thing that I would say to business owners right now who may be in that place where they're feeling a little bit panicky, I would say don't panic. This will probably be over before we know it. In the meantime, one of the most important things that you can do is to try to keep your company intact. And you may not have sales and customers like you're used to having, but if you can keep your staff together, if you can keep your good talent on board, that is key. I mean, if you've got deadwood you want to get rid of, great. That's always a good idea. But your key talent, if you can keep them intact, that is going to be one of your key factors for success in restarting your business and or selling it, you know, in the near future. So everyone knows about EIDL loans and PPP loans right now. And if you haven't applied for the PPP loan, there's still time, and it's well worth doing it for no other reason than it allows you to sort of mothball your company, but keep those employees so that when things pick back up again, you can keep running. Because if you shed all of your key employees or a big portion of them, it's going to be a bit more difficult to recover, but it's also going to affect the value of your business if you were looking to sell in the next year. Because a buyer is going to have to try to rebuild that team. And that's always challenging and full of risk. So you want to try to mitigate that risk as much as possible.
Chris,
so that's the short-term outlook on that.
Chris, what do you think about the issue with banking right now and what's happening there and how that affects business sales and purchases?
Well, it's certainly another interesting area. What we're seeing is that we're still getting deals done. We have several businesses under contract they're still moving along. It's just that they're moving, the financial part is moving very slowly. So if someone wants to purchase a business, or if they're selling and they're trying to figure out how long it would take, I can tell you that more and more of the banks that we're seeing are setting aside processing new SBA loans in favor of processing PPP loans. I mean, they're just flooded. in a way, it's a bit difficult for us to, most of us, to imagine. And so although SBA loans are getting processed, it's moving extremely slowly. So, you know, if you're thinking about buying a business using SBA financing, it's better to get the process started sooner rather than later, just because it's going to take a while. And if you're thinking of selling, just bear in mind that it may take a while to get those loans, that those funds, you know, work through the system so that you can get paid for your business. But the one, the probably the biggest and most intriguing aspect of what the SBA is doing right now is they're paying SBA loans for 6 months. So anyone who's listening who has an SBA loan, 7A loan, you may have already, you know, received notification that the SBA is going to pay your loan for the next 6 months. And it's important to point out that this is a payment of the loan. This is not a deferment of the loan. They're actually paying the loan. But the thing that I think is most exciting for people who might be considering purchasing a business or a new franchise is that for loans booked before September of this year, they're going to pay the first 6 months of any new loans.
Mm.
And so this is just, this is incredible. You know, if you ended up getting a loan that had a $5,000 a month note, obviously that's like $30,000 of free money. And if you're thinking of buying a business or buying a franchise, that's 6 months of runway for you to get yourself profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quite incredible.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Folks, Chris Mitchell's with us, and he's a business broker with a firm Transworld Business Advisors. Chris, what advice do you have for business owners who are thinking of selling their business? And maybe not, they don't need to sell today, but they've got it on their radar screen for the next few years.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. There are a lot of people who, who are baby boomers, who have, you know, been really enjoying a very robust economy mm-hmm. for the past however many years. And they have been thinking, it's time for me to sell, but how can I sell now when I'm making more money every year? Some of those people may have gotten a little bit of a jolt from what's happened lately. And they may be thinking, you know, I don't want to stick around for too many more of these in the business world. So maybe it really is getting to be time to sell. I mean, the fact is, setting aside the coronavirus, we're in the longest bull market in history. And unless something that we don't know about has changed, that bull market's got to come to an end at some point. And so people are thinking about, okay, it may be time to sell. So or in the next few years. So what do I do? We come back now to Value Builders, I mentioned in the beginning of the show,
mm-hmm.
Where we have a program that is specifically designed to help a business owner prepare their business for exit. And it's a year-long program which can be repeated for several years. And it's designed to perfectly position that company to sell for maximum amount. I mentioned the statistic that we can increase the value of a business up to 71%. So that's borne out by history and statistics and success with previous clients of Value Builders. It's the Value Builder system. The Value Builder system basically breaks down the value of a business into 8 primary drivers. And these are things like monopoly control of your market, non-reliance on any one entity, like you don't want to be too reliant on one vendor or, you know, 1 to 3, 4, 5 main clients or 1 or 2 key employees that if they left, the company would implode. And that employee could include you as the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, 5 or 6 other major buckets. And what we do is we take the business owners through a very structured program wherein they get to grade themselves in each of those 8 areas. And then based on that grade, we show them how to improve their business.
Mm.
And it is a brilliant program that I wish someone would have shown me 20 years ago, because it's very methodical. It really gives the business owner a clear roadmap to maximizing the value of their company. And not only that, but it's going to reduce their stress in the short term while they get to that point when they exit, because it's going to do things. It's going to take stress off of them. It's going to give them a sense of confidence of the direction they're going and take away some of that worry that, you know, all business owners have. So it's a very powerful program.
Yeah. And
so,
I think
would be to consider that.
Yeah. I guess, you know, it seems business owners have like maybe a preconceived idea of what their business is worth, but they don't really know. They don't have a methodology underneath that, right? I mean, they don't really have a rationale for that other than it's what they need to retire or some other rationale that really doesn't have to do with the numbers and the dynamics of the business. And what you're talking about is giving them a roadmap to get to a goal.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Right.
You mentioned they don't have a methodology and they're looking at the numbers, and that's just a fantastic point about this, because it's not just about the numbers. Typically a business value, the value of a business is established based on a multiple of the true discretionary earnings of the business, but that can be adjusted down or up drastically depending on the scenario in the business. So you could have a business making $1 million a year, but if you are that business, I'm sorry, the business is not worth much when you're gone. So that's a great example of how the numbers may imply a certain value, but if you are the business, you really can't sell it. So we can show you how to reposition that business so that you can sell it.
That's fantastic, Chris. I'm curious about, I guess, how this works, you know, from a practical on the ground way. I mean, this is I guess starts with a consultation, somebody getting with you. But then what's involved beyond that?
Yeah. Well, it will depend on which track they want to be on. If they're a business owner who may want to sell, the first thing we will do is a confidential consultation about their business. And, you know, that can be a phone call or a Zoom meeting. I like Zoom meetings. It's great to see someone, see their face. It's not as good as being in a room with them, but it certainly does help to establish the relationship and the trust.
Sure.
But we'll do that initial consultation in which we'll understand their motivations for selling. We'll understand what their business is and what's unique about it. And we'll do a quick thumbnail estimate of what it might sell for in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So just based on having some financials handy, we can give them a rough idea of what it might sell for. We can look at comps. And that's often very important for a business owner. At least it gives them an idea of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do any kind of high pressure sales. That does not work out well. It's strictly consultative. So we will look at that, give them an idea of what their company may be worth, and then they can make a decision. They'll either say, that's compelling, and I would be content to get that. We often have people say, I had no idea it was worth that much.
Mm.
Others will say, well, if that's all it's worth, I need to keep working for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can talk about the Value Builder program if they want to, because then we can say, hey, within 2-3 years, we can get you to here. And so that's what will happen. And if they do decide to move forward with us on selling their business, our fees are strictly based on our success. So we take all the risk of analyzing the business, preparing it for marketing, advertising the business, speaking to buyers. There's many, many things that we do against the success fee. So we don't get paid unless we're successful selling the business. So there's really no risk for the business owner to get involved. Now, on the other side, there are people who want to buy businesses. And if someone gets our help to buy a business, they will not pay us anything directly. We'd make a commission on a business that we sell, whether it's an existing business or a franchise business. And the important point there is the price will not change for the buyer, whether they buy by using our help or try to buy the business directly. It's going to cost the same for the buyer. So you might as well have our help. Particularly with buying new franchises, it's a fun experience because there's just a world of choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that we can, usually within about a half an hour, I can pretty well zero in on 5 to 7 good concepts for a potential franchisee to look at. And it's just a lot of fun. We get to go shopping and talk about what they like and try to find a business that fits their talent. So those are the two tracks, basically, buyers and sellers.
Folks, we're speaking with Chris Mitchell, and he's with Trans World Business Advisors. Chris, give us a sense of the kind of businesses that you work with. I mean, what's the range of size, industry, sector, what have you?
Well, we will work with businesses in any industry. Of course, every business is unique. Every industry is unique. But it's we've worked with so many different kinds of businesses that we can quickly learn the important points of any new business that comes along if we haven't sold that kind of business before. But when you boil it down, businesses, you know, financially typically work pretty much the same, and there are the same drivers of value. So it's not difficult for us to take virtually any business and analyze that and figure out a way that we can market it successfully. As to size, typically, for us, the ideal business is one that has a net profit of between $100,000 a year and, say, $2 to $3 million a year. Those would be our ideal businesses. So it's a big range there. And getting above $2 to $3 million a year of income, we can certainly take those on as well. Those would be more mergers and acquisition type sales. But we have an M&A team that can handle those transactions because they're a little bit more complex. Mm-hmm. But really, any type of business is something that we would be glad to take a look at and give the owner an option or an idea of how we might market it.
Gotcha. And what's the, maybe in here as we close, talk about a success story maybe. You don't have to mention names necessarily if you want, unless you are comfortable doing that. But talk about someone that you've taken to the finish line that's been a happy result.
Yeah. Well, I would say one of the great ways that we win and help our customers win is when we can bring them more value than they would have got on their own. So we had a business owner late last year who approached us about selling a business and wanted to go to market at a certain price and felt like that was probably as much as we could get. And we did our analysis and came back to them and suggested a price about 50% higher than what they had suggested.
And really?
We sold, yes. And we sold that business for very close to asking price. So their net in pocket was much greater by bringing us into the picture than it would have been if they had tried to go out and sell that for themselves. So that's a lot of people, you know, overlook. They think that, you know, hey, if I hire a business broker to help me sell my business, that's just going to cost me money. But the fact is, there's a very good chance that it's actually going to make them more money, even net of all fees. That was a good success story. We like it when that happens.
Oh, yeah. I like your modesty there, Chris. Oh, yeah, that was a good success story. Yeah, I think that's a tremendous success story, actually, if I may say so. That's pretty awesome. Wow. Congratulations on that outcome. I mean, I know they don't all come out that way, but that's
correct.
Yeah, but what that speaks to is what you mentioned earlier is you've got an incentive that revolves around the term success fee. You get paid based on the value of the ultimate sale. So you've got an incentive to maximize the sale value.
Absolutely right. And I like to sleep well at night. So if I'm, you know, I need to be able to provide value above and beyond what the cost of my service is. So that's what I aim for in all cases.
That's awesome. Folks, Chris Mitchell's been with us. He is with Trans World Business Advisors of Atlanta. Chris, this has been great. For those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, hear more about the services you have to offer, tell them how they can do that.
Sure. They can email me at cmitchell@tworld.com. cmitchell@tworld.com, or they can call me directly, 404-600-1205. And last, they could visit our website at tworld.com/AtlantaNW.
Terrific. Chris Mitchell, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, John. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Folks, if you've got some headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, maybe you're working with Chris and you got to get your book straight. Here's some advice for you. Go get a smart and reliable office angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. They just got talented and experienced angels that'll fly in, do the job, fly back out, and leave your business better than they found it. Call SC Escobedo, 770-442-9246, or go to officeangels.us for more information. And I am a lover of SC because she is awesome and her angels are awesome. I know because I work with her. Folks, just a quick reminder before we close, we are on all the major podcast apps, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, iHeartRadio, on and on. You can find us there, North Fulton Business Radio. Go in, subscribe, and give us a great review. We'd appreciate that because that helps us get the word out on great business owners like Chris and the other folks that we've had over these past 4 years on the show. So we would appreciate that. We're also on social media, so check us out there. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Chris Mitchell, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.